Hello, my name is Claire. I have an unusual hobby. I help men become women. Yes, you read that correctly. I help men become women. And I don't mean helping men get dressed up as a woman for a costume party or something like that. I take unsuspecting men and actually guide them through a transformative journey that results in them living their lives as women. By the time I'm done with a guy, he will have embraced a new identity and a life lived as a woman. In fact, you've probably seen dozens of beautiful women walking down the street today who were once men. I'd like to tell you about my first successful transformation. It happened just a few months after I had graduated from college. I had been dating this guy, Mark, for a few months, and he had just graduated as well. Mark was your typical macho guy. He had been in a fraternity and had a reputation among the sorority girls. He thought he was irresistible to women. I had thought the same thing when I had started dating him. But soon afterward, I had chats with some radical feminists in an online forum that made me rethink my entire way of thinking. At first, I was about to dump Mark when I stumbled upon some websites about gender transformation. I knew most of it was fiction, but then I thought to myself, why couldn't it be done? I decided that Mark would be my first opportunity to try it out. It wasn't very hard to devise a plan. Because Mark had spent so much time socializing with his fraternity brothers in college, he had poor grades and no good references, which had made it impossible for him to find a job. Because his parents refused to support him, he was living with me rent-free. I decided to give him an ultimatum, to get a job in a week, or else I would dump him. He panicked, started calling around, but for 5 days, he couldn't get an employer to even consider him. Now came the rest of my plan. I told Mark a slightly older friend named Sheila, who owned her own successful medium-sized firm. I added that Sheila mentioned some of her managers were looking for some secretaries, and that perhaps I could get her to hire Mark. "There's no way I'm going to be a secretary," said Mark. "That's a woman's job." I replied that there are many male secretaries and that being a secretary would be nothing to be ashamed of. "Besides," I added, "he would have to take it if he wanted to stay with me." Mark, knowing that he had no other option, agreed to an interview. I told him that simply arriving at the interview would get him the job. Mark's interview was to be with one of the managers at the company in 2 days. Then I sprang the trap. The day before his interview, I told him that Sheila had called me with some bad news. Because of affirmative action, she could not currently hire any more male employees. Only a female could get the job. I told Mark to start looking for a new apartment and a new girlfriend. "Can't you pull any strings?" Mark begged. "After all, Sheila is your friend." "Laws are laws," I replied. "I don't see any way out of this situation, unless..." "What?" "I have a great idea. It may sound kind of silly, but listen to me. If you don't want me to dump you, why don't you apply for the job as a woman?"
"Dress as a woman!" he shouted.
"No way! I'm not a woman. I'm a man. There's no way I would want to or be able to do that."
"Well, desperate times call for desperate measures. Right now, you have no job, and you're a day away from losing your home and your girlfriend. You're not exactly the one to be calling the shots here. Besides, I have my friend Amanda who's a beautician and makeup artist. I'm sure she can make you look like a fairly decent woman." Mark still adamantly refused. I persisted. "Look, it's not like the secretary thing was going to be permanent anyway. All you have to do is work there for a while until you can find a better job. Who knows, it might only be a week or two." Then came the clincher. "Mark, I love you so much. I can't believe that you would put your ego before me. Please, will you do it for me? It's just for a short while." Mark very reluctantly agreed. With that, yes, I knew that I had cleared the major hurdle in his transformation. I knew it would only be a matter of time before he would be living his life as a woman. We only had a short time to get him ready for the interview, which was the following afternoon. The morning of the interview, I had my friend Amanda come over to fix him up. She first did his hair. Thankfully, his hair was somewhat long, so she gave him a feminine cut. Amanda made some more changes, including piercing his ears and narrowing his eyebrows. Mark freaked out about everything. "Wait," he said. "Why are you cutting my hair like this? My eyebrows make me look like a woman. What happens when I want to go back to being a man? I can't walk out like this." We pretty much ignored him, telling him we would deal with that when we got to that point.
That just made him more nervous. I just loved seeing him so scared. Then we had to get him dressed for the interview. Amanda had already bought some clothes that would fit Mark. We took him to the bedroom and told him that all his clothes were on his bed. He complained about everything. Do I have to wear high heels? Why can't I wear flats? Why do I have to wear a bra? I have no breasts. Did you have to pick out a blouse that was so frilly? We explained to him that we had to do everything to make him look as feminine as possible so that he wouldn't be seen as a man. You've got to stop seeing yourself as a man, I snapped. You're a woman now, so you better start acting like one. That last statement really freaked him out. And the rest of the time, he was quiet. He emerged from the bedroom looking like a career woman, dressed in a brown suit with matching pumps, a cream-colored blouse, and an appropriate amount of jewelry. As we put his makeup on, we coached him on all the feminine mannerisms. I could tell that it was very embarrassing for him to have to practice them. Soon it was time for his interview. I volunteered to drive him there. Before we left, I gave him a new purse filled with extra makeup for touch-ups.
Why do I need this? He asked.
Silly, all women carry purses. Why do you think you should be any exception? You're going to need one if you're going to work as a woman. You'll find that you'll need to fix your makeup or your nail polish throughout the day, so it's always good to have some on hand. Mark remarked that he didn't like the idea of having to fuss with makeup all the time. I told him that it was all part of being a woman. All other women get used to it, so should he. I told him I was actually kind of glad that he had to do this. I said that it would teach him about how hard it is to be a woman. I said that I was finally glad that he was being put in his place. He seemed very taken aback by this. I waited in the car while Mark went for the interview. He interviewed with one of the managers named Greg, who would be Mark's boss if he were hired. In an hour, Mark returned with a half smile. He came back with good news, at least for me. The next day, he would be starting work as a secretary named Stephanie. I acted excited about the news. Mark seemed less than thrilled about the fact that he would not be wearing skirts and pantyhose to work every day. I told him that I would take him out to dinner to celebrate. But first, we had to go to the mall to buy him a new wardrobe for work. We bought an assorted array of blouses, women's suits, bras, dresses, skirts, pantyhose, and high heels. Mark was protesting right and left, and I had a response for every complaint he made. Why do we have to buy so many clothes if I'm not going to be wearing them for long? You're going to need a complete wardrobe. Women don't wear the same thing every day. Besides, if you don't get another job, you'll be wearing these longer than you think. He appeared nervous. Why high heels? I hate walking in high heels. Don't worry, you'll get used to them. All women do. Besides, you'll have plenty of time to practice. He was scared. Can't I get really long skirts? It's hard to walk normally in such short skirts. Yes, you'll notice that the skirts make your movements more feminine. Don't worry, you'll lose your masculine mannerisms in no time. Plus, they show off your great legs. You'll have all the guys staring at you whenever you walk by. Now he was downright frightened. After we were done, we drove to the restaurant for dinner. Amanda had met us there to pick up all the clothes so that she could start putting them away back at the apartment. Mark asked why we couldn't go home so that he could change into men's clothing. Why? I asked. Now that you'll be working as Stephanie, you'll need all the opportunities you can get to be a woman. The less time you spend as a man, the better. So the two of us went off to a nice, relaxing dinner, at least for me. Mark really appeared anxious to get home. When we got back to the apartment, Amanda was there, waiting for us to come back. As soon as he got in the door, Mark said, "Thank God I'm home. I can't wait to get back into my normal clothes." He went back to his room and noticed that his drawers and closet were filled with his new wardrobe. "Claire, where are my old clothes?" I asked. Amanda replied, "I packed them all up and took them to Goodwill." Mark had the most frightened look on his face. "What on earth are you going to do with your old clothes?" I asked. "With your feminine hairstyle, painted nails, and earrings, do you really think you can go out dressed as a man? You can't be a woman in the morning and a man in the night and on the weekends? What would people think? For now, the only clothes you need are the ones we bought." Mark seemed downright panicked. He rushed back to his room, rustling through his drawers and closets, looking for even one piece of male clothing, one last vestige of his former self. It was all in vain. In the drawer which once held his underwear and his socks, now there were pantyhose and bras. His shoe rack, instead of containing men's sneakers, now held a colorful array of women's pumps. His closet was now filled with blouses, skirts, and dresses, instead of suits, shirts, and slacks. He stood there, helpless, in his skirt and high heels. I could tell he felt totally broken. I told him that he should get to bed, because he had to start getting up earlier. He didn't really like the fact that he would have to get up an hour earlier just to put makeup on. The first morning, I helped him put on his makeup and pick out an outfit. But I reminded him that he would have to start learning these things on his own. I told him that I had bought him some women's fashion magazines so that he could learn all the basics. For that day, I had him wear a tan suit with a white blouse, with tan pantyhose and shoes. When he was done, he looked like a secretary in the making. Mark was about to make his normal big breakfast when I stopped him. I reminded him that it's not normal for a woman to eat large portions like he was used to. Besides, he needed to lose weight to gain a more petite figure. I told him that he could only have a half a grapefruit and a piece of toast for breakfast. I then gave him his lunch, which was just a small salad and a bottle of mineral water. He was very sad at this development. "You have to watch your figure," I reminded him. I then dropped him off at work and agreed to pick him up at 5. He appeared nervous, but given that he really had no other option, he went to work as his first day as a secretary. I picked him up at 5 as promised and asked him how his day was. He looked as if he were about to cry. "Claire, I hate being a woman," he cried. "It was awful." I told him to start from the beginning and tell me everything. All he did was complain, complain, complain. I purposely didn't show any sympathy. "I can't stand all the men there," he said. "All they did was stare at me and try to flirt with me. There's this one salesman named Jim. He sat down next to me and started touching my leg. It's awful. And in this getup, I feel so vulnerable." "Well," I said, "you were always one to say that women should dress attractively. You were the one who always tried to charm vulnerable women. How does it feel now that the tables are turned? Men in America think that they have the right to treat any woman with respect. And that's what you are now, a woman. It's not going to stop, and there's nothing you can do about it. You just have to accept it." "And Greg is the worst," Mark said. "He treats me like I'm not smart. All I do is mindless work, answering calls, getting coffee for him and his friends." "Well, most secretaries are treated with respect," I replied. "If they were in a better job, they would certainly be in a better position." "That's what happened to you, isn't it? Right now, you're just like any other woman." "And these clothes are killing me," he continued. "My feet ache so bad from walking around in heels all day. The pantyhose and skirt make me feel so constrained." "That's another part of being a woman," I explained. "Women dress this way for their own comfort. You're going to have to learn that everything you do now is for your own benefit. How does it feel that you're the one in the heels and skirt?" Eventually, Mark realized that he was getting nowhere with me, and he shut up. I restarted the conversation again when we got home. "You know, now that you're living as a woman, I think you should start doing some of the housework around here. Cooking, doing dishes, ironing, washing clothes, cleaning. It really wouldn't be appropriate for you to do any manly chores." "But what about all the plumbing and auto repair?" Mark asked. "I'll just find a handyman to do it," I replied. He looked even more sad. After dinner, I told him that I had another friend, a computer expert who could change all his records to reflect his new gender. I explained that this would be necessary in case anyone at work ever tried to look up his past. So now all his school records, his medical records, his financial records, all said Stephanie Smith instead of Mark Smith. We also obtained new credit cards and ID with his new name. For all practical purposes, it was now as if Mark Smith had never existed. The rest of the night, I had him read his fashion magazines so that he could learn how to get himself ready in the mornings. He whined that he wanted to watch the football game on TV, but I refused to let him do so. His reading paid off. The following morning, he picked out an attractive gray suit to wear, with black pumps and pantyhose. His makeup job wasn't stellar, but it was adequate.
Before we left, Mark asked me to get him the sports section to read during lunch. I refused, telling him people might suspect something if he were seen reading that. Instead, I handed him a romance novel, which greatly disappointed him. At the end of his second day, Mark made the same complaints he made yesterday. He was especially annoyed at the salesman Jim, who kept on hitting on him. Apparently, he was touching Mark even more today. He even said that when Jim brushed up against him, he could feel his heart on. Again, I told Mark that he would just have to accept it, that it was just part of life as a woman. Things more or less quieted down over the next few weeks, and Mark more or less got into a routine, even though he didn't like it very much. I told him that during my lunch breaks, I would help him out by mailing his resume to potential employers. Of course, I never did that. Soon, an entire month had passed by, and that entire time, Mark had been living as Stephanie, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At one point, Mark asked me why it was taking so long for him to get a job. "After all," he said, "you said this would probably be a week or two." I reassured him that something would come soon enough. Then 1 month turned into two, and he was still stuck as Stephanie the secretary. In that time, I had noticed that he had become increasingly feminine. His diet was only about 1,000 calories a day, so he was becoming all the more petite. And because he stopped doing his weight training, his muscle mass was dropping rapidly, and he was becoming progressively weaker. I noticed that at one point, he needed my help in carrying a heavy box. He was really embarrassed to see that I could lift it all by myself. It also became custom for him to read beauty magazines and romance novels. I had canceled the subscriptions to his sports magazines because I told him it would look funny for a woman to be receiving those magazines. Instead, I forced him to subscribe to several women's fashion magazines. At first, he never touched them, but then he started reading them, as well as the romance novels. He said that he had to because he got so bored during his breaks. 2 months then became half a year, and nothing changed. Every once in a while, he whined about why no one else wanted him for a job, and I reminded him that he should expect that given how much he partied in college. Eventually, these complaints became less and less frequent, as he seemed more and more resigned to his inevitable fate. One day around that time, he came home looking shocked. He told he that his boss wanted him to start taking on a new responsibility, being a companion for male clients. Greg had told him that all the other female employees had done it, and that it would be expected of him. Even though nothing romantic was required of these dates, Mark was still repulsed by the idea. "Well," I said, "you've been living as a woman for half a year now. You kind of had to expect that this would happen at some point. Did you really think you could go on without ever going on dates with men?" Since Mark's transformation, I had been dating other men, which he had agreed to. I told him that if I should be able to date, why not he? He protested that he wasn't interested in men and didn't want this at all. "Who says you're gay?" I said. "You're a woman now, and it's totally normal for women to date men. Besides, your job is depending on it, so you really have no choice." The next day, Mark told his boss that he would be willing to go on dates with male clients. That night, he was scheduled to go to dinner with a man named Jeff, a young businessman who could give the company a lot of business. Mark was told to be extra nice to Jeff. When Mark got home that night, after midnight, I was amused when I saw him. His hair, makeup, and clothes were all messed up, and he had a hickey on his neck. "You're completely right about men," he said. "They're nothing but flirty. The whole night he just kept ogling my body and treated me like I was interesting." I asked him to explain what had happened. "As soon as we met, he couldn't take his hands off me," Mark said. "He was always doing something like holding my hand, putting his arm around me, or touching my leg. After dinner, he took me to his home, which made me nervous. But I had little choice given that he was such an important client." "Go on," I said. "When we got back, he lit a fire, and we sat there drinking wine. He held me close to his body, and I could feel his attraction. I tried to gently push away, but he just pulled me in harder. Eventually, he started kissing me. He just shoved his tongue all the day down my throat. I tried to push it out, but he just kept on forcing me back in. Then he got on top of me, and we started making out some more. I tried to push him off, but he was so much stronger than I was. All I could do was just lie there helpless as he was touching me. That pretty much went on for an hour. Then he drove me home, kissed me goodnight, and left.
Well, hopefully he at least was good-looking, I said.
I hear this Jeff guy is pretty good-looking. A real hunk, was he?
How the hell should I know? Mark said. I don't like guys.
Stephanie, I explained. This won't be the last time you'll be doing something like this. If a man is going to get close to you, it might as well be a good-looking guy. What did he look like?
Mark said that Jeff was 30 years old, with dark hair and chiseled features. He was 6'3", and was wearing a dark suit that still showed off his muscular body. Mark mentioned how emasculated he felt by being with someone that was so masculine.
What's worse, he said, Jeff asked me on another date, and I had to say yes, because he's such an important client. I reassured him, telling him that it would get better and that he might even learn to enjoy dating men. I also explained to him how women must play a supportive role in a romantic relationship. Before this, I told him, you were always the one with all the control, all the power. Now that the coin is flipped, you have to change your attitude. You have no control now. The man has all the power. You have to learn to give in to a man's demands. That didn't make Mark too happy. So in the next few months, Mark went on a few more dates with Jeff. He replied that dating a man was getting slightly more tolerable, yet it still wasn't something he wanted to be doing. He also remarked that Jeff was being a lot more considerate, even romantic. Mark was scared that Jeff might be doing so because he was interested in a long-term relationship. That really seemed to scare Mark. I knew that I had to do one more thing to completely finalize Mark's transformation. I finally began sending out Mark's resumes, except for one small change. I sent them out with Stephanie's name. In just a week, Stephanie received a phone call saying that his marketing firm was very interested in offering her a well-paying job. When Mark got home that day, I told him about the phone call. At first he was happy, but then he realized that he would have to apply for the job as Stephanie. Wasn't the whole point of dressing as a woman so that I could one day go to work as a man? How can I do that now? I don't have any male clothing, and my entire work history is as a woman. I encouraged him to go for the job. Isn't this the kind of job you've always wanted? I asked him. Sure, you have to remain a woman, but it's certainly better than being a secretary, right? He reluctantly applied for the job, and he got it. He wasn't thrilled with remaining as a woman, but he was happier at having a better job. Now came the clincher. When he told me about the new job, I said, Mark, I think we have to break the relationship off. I want you out of my apartment and out of my life. I need to be with a real man. Give it time, he said. Soon I'll go back to being a man. How can you? I said. What happens when you apply for the next job after this? You'll still have to apply as a woman, never as a man. What if you like the job you just got? If you stay at the company, you can't just switch to being a man at some point. Face it, you're going to have to live as a woman for the rest of your life. Mark was shocked when I said that. He had never considered what I just said, but he knew it was all true. He was going to remain a woman, and there was nothing he could do about it. I told him I was going out for the day, and that I wanted him out by the end of the day. When I returned home, I saw here there with Jeff carrying boxes to his car. Mark explained that because he couldn't find an apartment on such short notice, he was going to move in with Jeff. He didn't sound too happy about that. That was the last I had heard of Mark for about a year. But then, out of the blue, I bumped into him in a department store, where I was shopping for some new blouses. He was dressed in a sharp tan suit with tan pantyhose and heels. He didn't seem too happy to see me. I asked him how things were going. He told me that the job was going well. He mentioned that he was already made a manager and that he was seen as a rising star in the company. He said that he also received an award for Female Employee of the Year. Mark also mentioned that he was still living with Jeff and that they were engaged. He also mentioned that he had told Jeff about his previous life and that Jeff told him that he loved Stephanie just the same. I told him that I was surprised that he was engaged, given how much he didn't like dating men. He replied, I can tolerate dating men, but I'd really rather prefer being with a woman. However, being suspected as a lesbian would jeopardize my career, so I've resigned myself to being with men. I guess if I have to be married to a man, it might as well be someone who's as good-looking as Jeff is. I wished Mark luck and left. Just a minute later, I saw Jeff walk up to his fiancée and give her a big kiss. Mark wrapped his arms around his boyfriend and kissed back, and while doing so, he gave me a helpless look out of the corner of his eye. I just smiled back.